Unit 1, Exercise 14. Biotechnology arose from the field of zymotechnology, or zymogy, which began as a search for a better understanding of industrial fermentation, particularly beer. Beer was an important industrial and not just social commodity. In late 19th century Germany, brewing contributed as much to the gross national product as steel, and taxes on alcohol proved to be significant sources of revenue to the government. In the 1860s, institutes and remunerative consultancies were dedicated to the technology of brewing. The most famous was the private Carlsberg Institute, founded in 1875, which employed Emil Christian Hansen, who pioneered the pure yeast process for the reliable production of consistent beer. Less known were private consultancies that advised the brewing industry. One of these, the Zymotechnik Institute, was established in Chicago by the German-born chemist John Ewald Siebel. The heyday and expansion of zymotechnology came in World War I, in response to industrial needs to support the war. Max Delbruck grew yeast on an immense scale during the war to meet 60% of Germany's animal feed needs. Compounds of another fermentation product, lactic acid, made up for a lack of hydraulic fluid, glycerol. On the Allied side, the Russian chemist Chaim Weizmann used starch to eliminate Britain's shortage of acetone, a key raw material in explosives, by fermenting maize to acetone. Zymotechnology soon gave way to biotechnology. With food shortages spreading and resources fading, some dreamed of a new industrial solution. The Hungarian Károly Ericsi coined the word biotechnology in Hungary during 1919 to describe a technology based on converting raw materials into a more useful product. He built a slaughterhouse for 1,000 pigs and also a fattening farm with space for 50,000 pigs, raising over 100,000 pigs a year. The enterprise was enormous, becoming one of the largest and most profitable meat and fat operations in the world. In a book entitled Biotechnologie, Ericsi further developed a theme that could be reiterated through the 20th century. Biotechnology could provide solutions to societal crises, such as food and energy shortages. For Ericsi, the term biotechnologie indicated the process by which raw materials could be biologically upgraded into socially useful products. This catchword spread quickly after the First World War, as biotechnology entered German dictionaries and was taken up abroad by business-hungry private consultancies as far away as the United States. In Chicago, for example, the coming of the Prohibition at the end of World War I encouraged biological industries to create opportunities for new fermentation products, in particular, a market for non-alcoholic drinks. Emil Siebel, the son of the founder of the Zymotechnik Institute, broke away from his father's company to establish his own, called the Bureau of Biotechnology, which specifically offered expertise in fermented non-alcoholic drinks.